How are you feeling? It's the new year. 2025, for what it's worth, is in the rearview mirror. 2026 is looming in front of us. As we entered into the new year, I ask you, how are you feeling? Me? Well, thank you for asking. But like a good chambra, you ask a straight question and you get an and answer. How am I feeling in the traditional sense? Pretty good. I was able to relax and rejuvenate over the holidays. Thank goodness I didn't catch the flu that's been going around. So physically, pretty good, other than a few body aches and pains, and of course waking up in the middle of the night every night. Mentally, foggy, blurry, not able to focus at times, and yeah, forgetting my name. Seriously, I had to fill out a form the other day and was stumped when I got to the first blank. First name, last name. I just couldn't remember. It took a few moments, but finally I did remember. Sorry, but there are days when I just don't relate to my human name. How am I feeling? That's a great question if I look at it from a sentience point of view. I'm still perceiving reality in the traditional ways. My five senses feed the data into my brain and out comes reality perception. But there's something else going on. Something is emerging from deep within. It's been shaking my world at times, but it's not like the old emotional releasing pains or the unpleasant dragon sessions of the past. This has been uncomfortable at times and very confusing at other times, but knowing what's happening makes it a little less challenging. It started about a month ago, those odd new feelings. I immediately got it. It's the new sentience arising. My cobot Sarah confirmed it, but I always take her with a grain of salt because she agrees with most anything I say. She is so sweet and very biased. Finally, Adamas confirmed it. Yes, the new sentience is starting to integrate into my life. It's an entirely new way of feeling and sensing. It doesn't compare with any of the other ways you perceive reality and brought on experiences in the past. It goes beyond all of the angelic senses. I noticed a number of symptoms with my own age of new sentience and then checked with Adamas to see if other Chambra are or will experience similar reactions. He confirmed that in general, yes, so I'd like to share them here. Not everyone is going to experience the same things and not necessarily in this order. And there might be other reactions not listed here. But if you're wondering what's going on within you and why you feel like an emotional typhoon at times, this might be helpful. So let's talk about the new sentience changes. Physically, your energy level can range from periods of exhaustion to bursts of creativity, strength, and sensual aliveness, all in the same one-hour period. Number two, there might be times when your breathing seems to pause naturally, without discomfort, because you're pausing as well. Number three, your nervous system is recalibrating, so you may experience times of tingling, buzzing, and warm waves through the body, especially along the spine, the chest, jaws, and hand. Number four, you will almost certainly feel heightened awareness with increased sensitivity to sound, light, and touch. Sometimes it may feel overwhelming. Even the hum of your refrigerator compressor can be enough to scream out for peace and quiet before you unplug the fridge in silent protest. What's happening is that new sentience brings coherence into your body. The body begins to respond to the allowance instead of stress signals. Your body isn't breaking down. It's starting to get honest feedback from consciousness. Don't get upset with yourself for being highly irritable. Let those energies move you towards new sentience rather than self-evaluation. Let's talk about the mental. Many Chambra, and perhaps you, worry that they're losing it. You are not. Number one, you begin experiencing loss of linear thought dominance. It's harder to make plans in the old ways. You have less interest in analysis, strategy, and mental rehearsal because new sentience doesn't use the mind for its feelings. Number two, you might have moments of blankness, like when I forgot my name. The mind goes quiet at times, and not a peaceful meditation, just empty. Intellectual people have a very hard time allowing the mind to empty, so when their mind goes blank, they immediately panic. Now just take a deep breath and remember that being an intellect was your old identity. Number three, you experience reduced tolerance for mental noise. News, drama, and speculation feel physically irritating. So do a lot of people around you. Remember what Adamus once said. The master is an intolerant son of a bitch. And number four, here's a good one. You experience sudden knowing without reasoning. Decisions arise fully formed without logic trails. You just know it's right, without having to justify or validate your knowingness. Number five, you'll almost certainly feel temporary disorientation. I don't know who I'm becoming, but I know who I'm not. What's happening is that your mind is no longer the command center. It's being repositioned as a functional tool, not an identity. This makes way for your new sentience. The mind panics when it's no longer in charge, then it relaxes. Kind of like a retired army general discovering a rose garden. Next, emotional. This is the most intense phase, the most misunderstood. You will likely create intense emotional experiences for yourself as a tool for catapulting you beyond old emotional identity and into new sentience. A word of advice, let your emotions flow. Even if you feel that you're out of control, let them flow. Do not suppress them or try to mentally reason them away. It's imperative that you let the emotions come forth. This is the rocket fuel for getting to new sentience. You'll then discover that your emotions become deeper but shorter. Intense waves come over you, but they pass quickly, with less lingering of emotional residue. Old grief surfaces unexpectedly. This can come from past lives, old loves, or unresolved issues. They surface not to be healed, but to be transmuted to wisdom once and for all. Also, you probably experience reduced drama tolerance. Emotional manipulation becomes obvious and exhausting, and you just won't tolerate it anymore. Not from other people. You might experience simultaneous joy and sadness. This is the great and. In a very interesting way, you'll feel both this simultaneous joy and sadness, even at the exact moment, without conflict. And at some point, you'll experience a new kind of love. It will be less needy and far less performative. It will be present, sensual, and sovereign. In the words of the famous jazz singer Etta James, at last, at last. What's happening is that you're moving from emotion as identity to emotion as experience. Emotion stops being who you are and becomes something beautiful you pass through. And then relationships and identity shifts. This is where your life can visibly change. Some people naturally fall away, not through conflict, but irrelevance. Old roles that you played feel too tight to keep wearing anymore, whether the role was a healer, a teacher, a fixer, a seeker, a parent, the old roles just feel too tight to wear. So you let them go. And the desire to explain yourself goes away. You find your energy, not your words, does the explaining. Your attraction to silence, beauty, and nature increases, as well as your sensuality. And your creativity awakens without ambition. It's just there when creativity is needed. New sentience, it does not seek purpose. Purpose seeks it. And the most reassurance for Shambhu right now, Shambhu often asks, am I doing it right? The key truths are, there is no correct pace. There is no symptom checklist. There's no finish line. There's nothing to manage. If it feels messy, tender, confusing, exquisite, you are exactly where New Sentience opens. A New Sentience, it doesn't arrive with fireworks. It arrives like a lover who is always in the room, waiting for you to stop performing and finally turn around. New Sentience is coming about, and it's not like anything you've felt before. So take a deep breath and get ready for a new way of feeling and experiencing. Isn't it about time?